Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the Hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe. Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal, to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast on this lovely Thursday, November the 20th, 2014. Tonight, we will be talking about Episode 7, Season 3 from Arrow, titled Draw Back Your Bow. Now, a quick synopsis on this week's episode. It goes, Oliver must stop an Arrow obsessed serial killer, Carrie Cutter, who is convinced that the Arrow is her one true love and will stop at nothing to get his attention. Unfortunately, her way of getting his attention is to kill people. Meanwhile, Ray asks Felicity to be his date for a work dinner with important clients. Thea auditions new DJs, Vernon, and meets Chase, a brash DJ with whom she immediately clashes. So there you go. I think they should have waited for this episode for Valentine's Day. I mean, why not? I mean, you know, it's some obsessed fan that Arrow has. And very skillful with the Arrow. I wonder who taught her. Maybe a little background on that? I don't know. Was it Merlin? No, obviously not. And who taught her how to make bows and arrows? So I guess those 6 months in between, if you remember the flashback, she was definitely in hardcore training mode just to impress Arrow. If you're listening to us live right now, please call in at 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. We'll be on live for the next 28 minutes. Let's go to the callers from Eric Code 239. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Matt the Arrow, what's up?
Oh, I like that one. You should stick to that one, Matt the Arrow.
Yep, Matt the Arrow, because my whole name is Matthew, but I know you always call me Matt from Florida on the other podcast. But I'm
I
sorry
like that.
After.
So give us your first gut reaction to this love-slash-action-packed episode.
Well, I thought some parts were great, especially for Felicity smoking in that dress.
Oh,
thing.
She did it again with that dress, the couture dress.
Yes, and some
she
parts
did it again.
Other than those parts, the rest of the episode really didn't fit for me. I mean, I really thought this girl was going to make like love arrows to make people fall in love or something.
I see. Well, of course, her name in the comics is Cupid, so that would make sense. I agree with you, Matt the Arrow. Let's see who else is on the line with you, Matt. Let's see, from Eric Code 609, welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Hey, this is Francesco the Arrow. How's everybody going tonight?
Hey, we got another arrow.
Oh, yeah, I'm pointy and sharp and ready to pierce, baby.
Hey now, always with the zingers there, Francesco. Tell us your first thoughts on this week's episode. Did you watch it?
Yes, I watched it. It was good. Felicity Smoke was smoking in her dress. She looked awesome.
Yes, you always have to say smoking when you mention Felicity.
She was looking smoky, even though her mom is way more banging than she is. My goodness.
Right? Uh-oh. We're going in MILF territory. Let's see who else is on the line with you, Francesco, from area code 469.
What's up? It's Red Arrow.
Hey, Red Arrow. Welcome back.
My sidekick.
Yeah, we got a lot of arrows. We got Matt the Arrow, Francesco the Arrow, and then Red Arrow.
Yeah, but
you got Arrow playing in the background.
But I'm the original because I started the Arrow name.
Yeah, you did. So give us your first gut reaction, Red Arrow, of Draw Back Your Bow, as it's titled in this week's episode.
It was okay. It was good. I thought the villain was really interesting, Cupid, Carrie Cutter. I missed the teaser of the Adam suit at first, but I went back and I caught it. It was pretty cool.
Ah, yes.
That was probably
my
favorite part. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's see who else is on the line with you. From area code 480, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Hi, it's Shanae.
Hi, it's Renee, right?
No, Shanae.
Shanae. Hi, Shanae. How are you? Wow, it's good to speak with you again.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. So did you watch this week's episode, Draw Back Your Bow?
Yeah, I actually watched it on the appropriate day so I could call in.
All right. And what did you think of it?
I thought it was good. I didn't think it was, you know, one of the best episodes, but I did.
Right. It was a little soft.
Yeah.
It was a little – I felt like they were forcing some things. I did like the I always like Diggle, and I did like
yes.
the scenes with him interacting with both Felicity and with Oliver. But
he's
I
like so him. Cool because he's like, dude, just go talk to her and tell her you love her. Stop playing games.
I know, I would immediately.
I love
yeah,
that about Diggle. Well, thank you, Shanae, for calling in. It's great to get a female's perspective. As you could tell, a lot of our podcasts are pretty much testosterone-driven, so it's great to have a female perspective. So thank you for calling in. Let's see who else is on the line from area code 469. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Black Arrow.
Ooh, Black Arrow. Nice.
I am scared.
So, Black Arrow, did you watch this week's episode?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I knew there was going to be one.
Hang on.
It was too good to be true.
And you knew it was going to be me.
Yeah, and I knew it was going to be you. Yes, Black Arrow. Okay,
but,
so I hope I don't spoil it for you.
No, don't worry about it. Just, hey, have fun. Go with it.
Awesome. Great. Thank you for calling in. And if you, too, are listening live, we're at 914-338-1036. All right, so let's go around the room. What was your favorite scene and why? Let me give you mine. Mine is pretty much the relationship that Oliver wants but can't have, and then the way he kind of tricked Carrie Cutter when he was telling her about how, you know, because of him he can't have a relationship, but he was really talking to Felicity, and the way she had the look of her eyes of like, oh my gosh, you know, her eyes all tearing up, and I don't know, that scene was pretty strong for me because it pretty much just reflected of what they're going through, and also him just pretty much giving out what he really wants to tell Felicity, but he really can't. And of course Diggle wants him to just do the right thing, and then of course we saw what happened when he tried to go do the right thing. He catches Roy Palmer and Felicity making out at the office, and I'm like, really? This totally reminded me of a Smallville Clark Kent moment.
Yeah.
Well, where if Oliver, you know, it would have been really cool if Oliver would have banged on the glass, go, "Hey, that's my woman."
Yeah.
Like, come on, claim it. All right, but yeah, that was my scene. It's great to see Oliver very vulnerable, but then, you know, strong in this at the same way. And then I have another one. So if you have more than one, that's fine. I have one more. I love every single time when Oliver says, get Arsenal or have Arsenal meet me there or have Roy meet me there. And, of course, boom, the next scene we see Arrow and Arsenal back-to-back. It just reminds me of Batman and Robin. I'm sorry. If you're not a fan of Batman and Robin, whatever. But for me, it was kind of a geek moment where I'm like, awesome, he has a sidekick, he has backup, they're ready to roll. And, of course, Roy never lets him down, so I love that scene as well. All right, let's go around the room. I want to hear what your thoughts are on what was your favorite scene. Let's go with Shanae.
Well, I had a couple. I like, as I said before, I like all the scenes with Diggle kind of talking to both Felicity and with Oliver. But then I also did like the fact that they were kind of trying to move along the storyline, you know, when he's from the past, when he's in Hong Kong or China,
right,
wherever.
Yep.
I did like, for some reason, I like the interaction between him and that guy he's working with, wife.
The wife, yes. And it's weird because I still don't know where they're going with this. Do you have an idea?
I have no clue where they're going with that, but I figured
I'm
that
the
she
same
did
way.
More than just played housewife because I've seen her on a couple movies and she's always got a sword in her hand or something, so...
Yeah, and she definitely has some moves with her with that sword.
Right. So I think that was her on Wolverine.
I think it is her. And if you guys remember, she's her last name is Aoki. And if you guys remember the DJ, Steve Aoki, he was I think on season one. Brother and sister have now been on Arrow. And if you guys don't know, here's a little bit background, just to go off a little off the charts here. They are the heirs to Benihana's restaurant. If you guys have been to Benihana.
Oh, wow.
Their dad, Rocky Aoki, is the founder and, he passed away now, of Benihana. Right. So that's where that Fortune Dynasty comes from. A little tidbit.
Right.
All right, cool. Anything
there's
else, Shanae? Sure.
Yeah, one last thing was just like at the very end. I did watch that show, Spartacus, and I feel like now with how it ended on the port, like the guy that had the boomerang at the end. He's now the fourth person they've had from that show Spartacus. So it's kind of cool to see.
Oh, really? Yeah, I remember someone mentioning earlier on the other episodes where it's like, dude, it's a Spartacus reunion.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, great. Thank you for pointing that out. Let's go to Matt the Arrow. What was your favorite scenes and why?
Basically, I love the Felicity scene, and I love that scene there where Ray is looking at the Atom, and it's kind of like Iron Man in a way as he's starting to build the suit.
Right. Matt the Arrow, do you have your TV on? I hear some feedback.
No, it's off. It's not. No, I'm watching Arrow right now, actually. That's right.
Oh.
On Netflix.
Okay. All right. Because I was hearing some dialogue in the background. Okay. Anything else?
I did like the scene, like the ending there where Roy and Oliver, after he saw Felicity smoking, kissing Ray, they end up going to Dick's and Violet's house for dinner.
All right, let's show the show of hands, even though I can't see you. Who thought they were going to go grab a drink? Because that's what I thought. I didn't think they were going to go get dinner with Diggle or take him on that offer.
I thought so.
Anyone?
Yeah, they were
no?
all gonna go.
Was I the only one?
No, I didn't think they were going to go eat.
Okay, I guess I was the only one. Because I'm like, man, he needs a drink, especially after seeing him make out with Felicity. He definitely needs a drink.
I need a drink.
He needs a drink. All right.
You need a
okay.
Cold shower.
Thank you, Black Arrow. All right, let's see. Francesco the Arrow, give us your favorite scenes and why.
I like anything with Ray Palmer in it. I mean, Brandon Routh. I hope they're building him into be able to have his own spinoff. I mean, he's doing a great job. So anything with him, I'm pretty happy. I'm interested in the Atom. I can't wait for him to hopefully put the suit on soon.
Yeah,
so.
let me go around the room. What did your first thoughts when you saw the exoskeleton of the suit? being holographed, you know, hologrammed in the office there. It totally reminded me of the exosuit from Edge of Tomorrow, if you guys have seen that. I'm like, wait a minute, is this Edge of Tomorrow? Well, what's going on here? But it's definitely really cool to see a first perspective of what the suit might become. Let's go around the room. Matt from Florida, your thoughts on that exosuit for the Atom?
I thought that was cool. I mean, that scene there when he was, like, actually doing it, it almost reminded me of Tony Stark when he was at his home preparing to build the Iron Man suit. I just can't wait to see him in the suit as the Atom.
Yeah, Francesco, what was your thoughts when you saw the suit?
I was extremely happy. I mean, I hope it's not made out of, like, any kind of armor. I hope it's more of a... like a tight spandex-y.
So you want to go that route, the tight, the traditional hero look.
Yeah, okay. The traditional hero look. I don't want any, it'll kind of not make me feel like it's the Atom at that point, you know?
Right. So you're telling the writers, don't reinvent the costume, dude. Just stick to what it is.
Just stick to, stick to the way it's in the comics. You can't go wrong with that. That's what we're looking for.
All right, cool. You said it there. All right, Red Arrow, your thoughts on the Atom suit?
I loved it, man. I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I geeked out.
I'm a little confused what the acronym stands for. Some people are thinking it stands for Augmented Transformation of Molecules, which makes sense. That's pretty cool.
Right. They're just trying to make sense of everything right now. All right, Janae, what were your thoughts on the suit?
I'm not really familiar with that character, so I'm just kind of going along the ride with what they're doing, so I didn't have any kind of thought either way as to where they were. I knew he was making something, but I thought the suit looked pretty cool, so I was curious to see where it was going.
Yeah, he's definitely bulking up for it. If you guys remember, Felicity couldn't control herself staring at Ray working out at the office.
Right.
that
was a good
cool.
scene.
Was it called
Black Arrow? I would ask you what you thought of the suit, but you have to wait and see now.
Yeah, I would tell you next week.
And just a little warning, Black Arrow. There's a lot of Ray Palmer without his shirt on.
Wow. I'm good with that.
All right, Francesco. Well, we left off with you. Anything else you want to mention of your favorite scenes?
Like I said earlier, like, and I agree with Matt, anything with Felicity, and I want to be a little PG here. I mean, Felicity needs to get some really, really quick or she's going to explode all over.
She's the maid of honor that never gets married.
Yeah, she needs to be constantly living in either, like, a pool full of ice or taking a cold shower, because that girl needs some love.
Well, to keep it PC, she definitely knows how to control technology, if you know what I mean. Okay, moving on. All right, Red Arrow, give us your favorite scenes and why.
I don't know, man. Yeah. The episode was just okay. I mean, it was good at best. I can't really say I had a favorite scene, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing, I better hold off on that. Okay, let's move on. Black Arrow, I would ask you what was your favorite scene, but you're not Reverse Flash, so we can't go there. Let's see. Okay, so now let's move on to what could we fix on this week's episode. I am sure Red Arrow has many thoughts of what he could have fixed. So we're going to start with him, but right before we do that, let me give you mine. My only fix on Arrow, and it's been pretty much lately, the cliffhanger at the end. I think the Flash TV show is doing such a great job with the ending cliffhangers. Now every time I watch the Flash, I fast forward the commercial and wait till the very end to see what the cliffhanger is, and you're like, whoa! And of course we're talking about it the next day. Arrow, not so much. Even though they try, I mean, remember with Merlin, Peeping Tom Merlin, and then even this week's with Boomerang, it was kind of not that much of a cliffhanger. And, of course, it's introducing that character, but you're like, huh, yeah, I wasn't too excited as I am when I watch the Flash's cliffhangers. So that's what I would work on. I would definitely work on getting that hook to keep you wanting more. And I just didn't feel it this time. I just felt like, oh, okay, you know, just one of those things. Carrie Cotter was definitely good. You know, she could have been used a lot better. Maybe even a costume would have been great. Just fix, you know, updating that. It just seems too generic for her. Also with just wearing, you know, the bows and arrows. It's just, I don't think the wardrobe department did well with that character. But yeah, pretty much the ending, the cliffhangers, I would definitely do without. All right, let's go around the room. Well, what would you do to fix this week's episode? And if you can, explain why. All right, let's start with you, Red Arrow.
Well, first let me say I thought the most interesting part about the episode was the antagonist. I thought she was handled very well in the episode. I thought she was really interesting. What I would fix is this whole, I guess it has to do with the writers. I think they can become a little more creative with how they write the shows. I'm a little tired of this freak of the week kind of thing. You know what I mean? The one-off villain of every episode. Like, can we get a villain that sticks around for maybe three episodes that they can't just get rid of in one
yeah.
story? Yeah.
You know, Red Arrow, I mean, I'm really glad you brought that up because I know you've heard the show AMC Movie Talk and the one with Stephen Amell, and do you remember the very first portion of that? He mentions that we try not to do the freak of the week, and so by him saying that, and then we see it, it's kind of a contradiction, don't you think?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, and it's disappointing
because he's
saying,
"Trust me, we are not doing freak of the week," but then we do see it.
Yeah, that's why it's frustrating because you know it's in the back of their minds, and yet
they're
falling victim to it. They keep doing it every week. It's
Do you
like,
think
come
it's
on, guys.
DC or Warner Brothers that wants to reintroduce these freak characters that are in the franchise of the Arrow comic book?
I think it's Warner Brothers Television just rehashing what they did in Smallville that they think worked.
Exactly.
They're like, well, it worked for Smallville, so let's do it with Arrow. It's like, no, create a story arc with these villains. Don't just lock them up or kill them off in one episode. You know, like stretch it out.
I agree. All right, good thought there. I'm sure a lot of people are agreeing with you right now. Let's go to Francesco the Arrow. How could you fix this week's episode?
I agree with Joe. I mean, excuse me, Red Arrow.
You exposed him!
Sorry!
Wow,
you're going to get like a SWAT team coming to your house. And
they're going
to
come after me like Iris on Flash. They're going to come find me now.
Like Girder.
well, two things. I feel that, the writers of Arrow, if they take their hints from, let's say, a Boardwalk Empire or maybe like a Homeland, and they have an idea of where they're going, and I know the writers do, but, you know, we don't need a specific individual villain every story. Like, just if we move 2 feet every episode, that's fine. Just as long as we get to the end point by the end, I'm happy with it. We have to build this story. And then second, and I wanted to ask you this, Jesus, because I was talking to Joe. Oh, sorry, Red Arrow. Excuse me.
Another kryptonite.
Right. I talked to Red Arrow early, and I was saying to you, I'm going to ask Jesus.
Don't be
this.
Francesco's sidekick. he'll write you out.
No.
Okay.
I want to ask you, do you feel that the Flash has kind of taken the shine off of Arrow? Because, I mean, exposing a lot of flaws that Arrow has, because Flash has just been so perfect and on point. I mean, every part of that show is just amazing. I mean,
I disagree, uh-oh, man. Arrow's really, really good. Arrow's really good, man. It really is.
Yeah, but I just feel that, I don't know, I like a little bit more of the fantastical, but I don't know, man. I think it's exposing a lot of Arrow's weaknesses. I mean,
I love how you guys both are on one one side or the other, because it's going to be great on talking about the Flash versus, you know, the Arrow episode. So that's going to be great. Two worlds collide. So that's, yeah. I see your points, Francesco, because Arrow, I'll tell you this, the last few seasons of Arrow, you know, which are one and two, they were a little slow at times. And yeah, you know, it got to this point. I think season three has definitely picked it up a notch. And to give credit to The Flash on its first season, and what are we on right now, episode 6 or 7 on The Flash? It's definitely on a different level than Arrow was when it first started. Because remember, we were stuck on that island, man, and I felt like I was on that island for 5 years watching season 1 and 2. But definitely... I have to disagree up to this point of season three. They definitely have stepped it up a notch with storylines and also with the action and the acting, especially with Sarah dying. Oh, my God. And of course, no mention on the update of finding Sarah's killer, right? At first, they thought Cupid did it, but the arrows didn't match.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Red Arrow, is that it?
Yeah, you...
Cool.
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. And then, Francesco, I think we left off with you. What else would you fix?
That's it, really. I mean, the fight scene's got to be better. Come on, guys. Let's step it up. Let's sharpen up those kicks and those punches, because I can see it.
Yeah. I think they're tired. I think they pretty much exhausted themselves.
The fifth episode. What the fuck is going on? Sorry. But, I mean, let's tighten it up.
Hey-o.
You know, I see Steve Amell do all his parkour stuff or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. Let's get it. Let's snap
Steven,
it here.
Steven Amell can whoop Grant Gustin's ass in real life. Let's
oh,
be real
easy.
Here.
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah, but he'd have to.
Let's
have
be
to
real
catch,
here.
He'd have to catch him first.
Yeah,
that's
a caveat there. All right, Matt the Arrow, let's go to you, sir. How would you fix this episode?
Well, I've been wanting to see more of Ra's al Ghul, which I think we'll probably have to wait till episode 9, because season 2, we didn't see Slade till episode 9. I'd say I would make it better, like, just making the bad guy more interesting. And plus, as you guys saw, there was no Laurel training with Wildcat.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I didn't even catch that. Thanks for bringing it up.
No Laurel.
That's not
and
a good thing,
the,
right?
Yes, and I thought the flashbacks in Hong Kong are kind of getting annoying. With Oliver staying with that family, I'm kind of starting to miss the island a bit.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier with Shanae, where are we going with this? I mean, they're still, we're still in the dark.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
With Katana and everything, and they don't like Oliver. And I think that's kind of dumb. Plus, I didn't catch this on the actress who plays Katana in the flashbacks. She played that girl in the Wolverine.
Yes, we definitely mentioned that earlier. Yeah, that's the same actress.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now she's worked with Wolverine and DC. She's worked on DC's Arrow. So now she's
and she'll be
both
in Batman
platforms
v Superman.
Now. Maybe. All right. Let's go from Shanae. Let's go from you. Let's see how would you fix it this week's episode?
I think that for me it was just an okay episode, and I think that the main fact that I'm not super crazy about Palmer. I don't know about you. I'm not super crazy about a lot of his interactions with Felicity, and it's just, I don't know, the timing of it. It just kind of seems a little off. Their interactions, like they're trying to force something. I mean, you can kind of see it a mile away that that's where they're kind of trying to go with that. But I wish they would kind of just do it a little different. I feel like we've seen this kind of thing from Oliver, where it's like, oh, I can't be with you, but I'm just gonna, you know, stare at you from afar and get angry. I think that, you know, somebody already mentioned that, you know, the writers could try to be a little bit more you know, unique and fresh on that.
No, I agree, because it reminded me when he was following Laurel and when Laurel was with Tommy.
Right, and it's like we've already kind of
here
seen
we go
him
again
do that, and we're only, you know, in what, like the third season? It's like, are we going to, every other season, is he going to do this? So, but other than that, the other thing is, I'm not really crazy about that DJ and Thea.
That was kinda random. Yeah, that's another one. The whole Verdant, Thea and Chase, the DJ, all he did was plug in the iPod.
Right. He didn't even plug in an iPod. I think he just hit a button and everyone ran. I don't even know what these people were. They weren't even in the club. Like when they
so
panned around.
And
like,
that club was so empty. No one
turn it down for what?
Huh?
I said turn it down for what?
Right. How about turn it up? All right.
Go.
Well, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you guys so much for calling in to the show. I really appreciate you guys every week calling in. Please join us on the new episode. I believe next week we are on – are they airing a new episode next week, or is it a rerun?
No, they're on break.
Okay, so we'll be on break also for Arrow. So thank you guys for calling in. Can't wait to come back in December so we could talk about the latest and greatest Arrow. Okay, so that's it. Thank you guys so much. We're going to do Batman Talk coming up next, so I hope you guys could join us then. If not, I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.